Music sounds better on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show with me, Brian Green, and he...
Peter Donegan.
Hi, Peter.
How are you, Brian?
I'm good. Did you have a good week?
It has been an absolute beaut, hasn't it?
Weather-wise, it has, yes.
Weather-wise.
But I've seen none of the weather. Remember,
I'm
in an office with no windows.
Oh, man, you are missing so much. You are missing so much. We've just had lads from Board Bia say, dare to me on Twitter, I should be a gardening DJ. I asked him what am I now, but I'm hoping they won't answer that.
We're going to trade. You're going to teach me some gardening. Remember, folks, I know nothing about gardening and he knows quite a bit. And I'll teach you some of the DJing stuff, yeah?
Yeah, what was the question your wife raised to me as I was walking out the door today? That sounds a bit ominous now, in fairness, but what was the question she raised as we were walking out the door?
Was it the one about why the grass is yellower on the underside of an election poster on my lawn?
Basically.
And is yellow grass, that's good. It gives the grass a break from the sunlight.
Is that your excuse? Is that your excuse to her?
But if you're facing...
It gives it a break from the sun?
If you've got a client with a lawn and it's got yellow patches, you know, what's your cure? What would you do?
Remove election posters would be number one, okay. Brian. Based on your valid excuse, I mean, it seems to be either the election poster or you use factor 30 on it.
And seriously, what would you do for yellow patches on your lawn?
Well, there's only two
real
reasons.
At,
no, yeah. Because I know as well as you know, as soon as you remove those election posters from your front lawn, I'm pointing at this guy with my fists of fury here and a biro in my hand, but as you know as well as I do, as soon as you remove those election posters, as you were supposed to 2, 3, 4 many weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you'd have done what you were told in the first place, and I hope actually, Mrs. Green is listening, then the grass would be the same colour as your second name.
It will actually go green quite quickly, won't it?
It will, yeah. Look, I mean, I had my on a serious or a semi-half-serious note, I remember last weekend in August, I went camping in Loch Key, it was, last year. And I know I pitched a tent up to try and, you know, give it that dry out. It was a bit wet when we were coming back. But when I pitched it to give it that bit of a dry out, of course, the rain came down, lasted about 3 weeks. I got busy, blah, 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 a bit like your election posters. And the tent stayed there for about 3 weeks. I have a bald patch that's semi coming right. But, you know, grass is grass. It'll fix itself. I mean, I'm not going to play croquet and have Darjeeling on my own back garden. It's Ballybohol, you know, you get used to it.
Okay, and it's cricket in Ballybohol is the sport, isn't it?
No, it'd be GAA, very much so in Ballybohol. If you head across to Ballybriggan now, you'd get a mixture of the two, and if you head out towards kind of Skerries, you might get a little bit more cricket. Yeah.
Okay, you know. On today's programme, we've got an interview with Carol Marks of Board Bia, and very interesting, we'll hear about its garden time, and their Amorok survey, and Bloom in the Park coming up in June.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, it's a nice interview, and in fairness, the Garden Time programme is a good one. It is a little bit of a, you know, a banner up at the side of the road kind of thing, going, hey, listen, you know, come on. And this is a classic week to be, it's a really, really great week. Because the sun is shining, we may as well be selling ice creams as far as I'm concerned. But it's a good campaign, it's worthwhile, and you have to say it's a decent enough interview. Before we go any further, though, I do have to say a wave down to Ben Farr. I think I'm unsure if he's our furthest listener in Ireland, but he's down in Dingle. He has the surf shop down there. Going to be a cracking weekend for him. Peter Nugent and Kevin O'Reilly, who are Boat and Swords. I was meant to mention them last week. Never got around to it. I know the guys in the UK are listening. If you head to, I think we've shortened it to HTTP. Was it T9.ie? Sorry. Scratch all of what I said beforehand. T9.ie/sodshow. And you will be able to listen to us online. We're also on iTunes there. And I know Will Not. That's actually Will's real name. He's at Will Not on Twitter. Will, if you're listening, mate, I left my computer bag in a library in Malahide, which sounds all very, very grand. So I don't have your email in front of me, so I can't read it out. But you had a really good suggestion for me for Tool of the Week, so hopefully I'll be able to get to that next week. If you're a little bit further away, though, Dan Dingle, give us a shout. Put the hashtag in Sod Show.
Sod Show.
Sod Show.
Hash Sod Show.
Yeah. let us know what you're listening, and look forward to talking to you then.
And if you'd like to text us, the text number here at 103.2 Dublin City FM is 087-977-1032. Text us your gardening questions while you're listening to our interview with Carol Marks from Bord Bia.
So on the line I have Carol Marks. Carol, how are you?
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. Carol, just to explain to people who are listening to this on podcast and online outside of Ireland, what is Bord Bia? What does it mean? And what does Bord Bia do?
Okay, Peter. Well, Bord Bia is the Irish body, the government body for the promotion of food and horticulture in Ireland and abroad. And really what we focus on is helping to showcase Irish food and horticultural products.
Uh-huh. And Bord Bia itself translates directly from Irish into English as the food board, but in fact you also represent the horticultural side as well.
That's correct, because we have, within horticulture, we have food growers and we have ornamental growers. So when the horticulture board merged with Bord Bia, the original name of Bord Bia remained the same.
Okay, I understand.
Carol, Brian here. See that you're launching It's Garden Time. We've just launched our radio show and it's the growing season and you're launching It's Garden Time. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly, Brian. It's Garden Time is Bord Bia's campaign to encourage the public to get out and start enjoying their garden and learn about gardening. And it aims to provide consumers with tips and advice for injecting life into the garden. And we want to remind them of the health benefits of the outdoor activity as well. So, you know, there's lots of benefits to gardening. Apart from the aesthetic value, it's also good for your health.
How healthy will I become if I go out and do a little bit of gardening a week?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, you know, mowing the lawn with a push mower, you burn 200 calories, for instance. And it's just, you know, the general benefit of getting out and getting a bit of exercise. I suppose you could call it the green gym in a way, because you're moving, you're bending and you're stretching and you're toning up your muscles as you work.
And you're out in the open air, so you could jack in that gym membership and go to your own garden.
Well, you could in these economically straitened times.
Carol, can you give us some of the statistics that came out of your very recent survey? Some of them I found quite interesting. I think 46% of people said that they were intending on making garden improvements this year. Is there anything else that cropped up that was a bit out of the ordinary or out of the blue?
Well, I suppose, you know, it was very pertinent, the timing of the research, which was carried out on our behalf by Amoroc, was quite pertinent. And it showed that the garden is viewed as an extension of the home, really. And 76% of respondents used the garden for relaxing. 50% of them said they used the garden for entertaining. And 42% said they used it as a play area for children. Mm. While 38% said they like to eat outdoors. So I think that's quite, you know, it's great to see people are using their garden, and I suppose Peter, you know, people won't be going away as often for weekends away, so it's going to become more and more relevant. It's a great asset to have, and I think we're one of the few countries in Europe, you know, that have so many houses have decent back gardens. So it is a valuable asset, and we really need to make the most of it.
Carol, has the way that gardens have been used changed in recent times? Last week we had Philip Voice and he was telling us that the decking and cobblock and stoning in of gardens effectively is decreased. And
certainly I would say, Brian, that, you know, there has been a huge upsurge in growing your own in the last number of years, and that's set to continue. You know, 45% of respondents in our survey said they intend growing their own fruit and vegetables. And, you know, I think it's certainly something that we're going to see more and more. You know, they want to get value out of their garden as well as having somewhere nice to sit. And I think, you know, there's great satisfaction in cooking something that you've grown yourself.
Is that pop-up garden that we were seeing on television shows gone now? And is Grow Your Own going beyond just a fad?
I suppose, you you know, a lot of people invested a lot of money in their gardens in terms of putting in the structural elements, and now they're able to focus on the actual gardening. So we're seeing that certainly. You know, I think a lot of people will still want to improve their garden, but they see it more as something that they can interact with rather than just go out and sit in it.
Carol, outside of It's Garden Time, well, I suppose that's the reason we were, myself and Brian, are talking to you. But outside of It's Garden Time, what has Bord Bia got planned for the next coming months? I mean, I know you've got Bloom from the June 2nd to June 6th.
That's right, Peter. Bloom is Ireland's biggest gardening festival, and it's set to be another fantastic show this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have 25 show gardens. And we'll have a food market showcasing the best of Irish artisan food products. We'll have the Floral Marquee, which will house all of the specialist nurseries in the country. And they'll be showcasing rare and special plants, plants that, you know, you may not find in your local garden centre. Another feature that we'll have this year is the Farming for Life. And this is going to be really interesting because basically what we're going to do is we're going to have an orchard, a field of cereal, an area of cereal representing a field, an area of root crops, an area of potatoes, some cabbages and salad crops. We're going to have a mini mushroom tunnel to demonstrate how mushrooms are actually grown. And from walking through that area, then the consumers will be able to see how the food is prepared for the market. So what happens between the growing of it and it going onto the supermarket shelf? And then as you walk on through, there will be our quality area, which will have cookery demonstrations. So basically, people will be able to see the process of food from farm to fork.
Carol, a quick one. Last week, Barack Obama said he is going to make it to Ireland. Bloom in the Park, I think it was last year or the year before, you replicated the White House vegetable garden. Have you any surprises this year along those lines?
Not really. I mean, I think certainly this feature that I've just talked about is going to be the showcase for the growing of food and the production of food. And we do try to do something a little different every year, and in that particular year it was the White House Garden. This year it'll be the Farming for Life feature.
Carol, where can people find out more about It's Garden Time?
Okay, Brian, if they go to boardbia.ie/It's Garden Time. They'll find lots of information there. There's a range of hints and tips for gardening. There are 20 worksheets there giving, you know, easy to follow tips and information on how to make the most of your garden. We have a gardening directory, which is a listing for gardening businesses, whether that be landscapers.
Good-looking landscapers, Carol.
Pardon?
Very good-looking landscapers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Landscapers, landscapers and garden centres where, you know, where if people want to get some information, further information and assistance, they can find a listing in the gardening directory of professionals who can help them. We also have an events diary, which is updated on a weekly basis, and that covers anything that's happening around the country in terms of gardening events, plant fairs, gardening courses that are being offered by garden centres or the likes of the Irish Seed Savers Association have lots of activities happening in the coming months. So there's always something there that people can dip in and out of.
Wonderful, Carol. We'll sure to get down to Bloom in the Park and see you there in June. Thanks for coming on the radio on the Sod Show today.
Thanks, Carol. Really appreciate that. Pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.
Don't forget, any time is garden time.
The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m., Dublin City FM.
Anytime is Garden Time at just past 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show with me, Brian Green, and him, Peter Donegan. Anytime is Garden Time, and from farm to fork, Bord Bia doing some good work there, Peter?
Yeah, I think so. I like that line, Anytime is Garden Time. It's something I think I'd said in January, I'd said it in February, but you see, I've got onions just coming up, and you've got yellow grass. So, but like, it, there's a, the whole thing with gardening, Brian, and yeah, and I said it there last week, or was it the week before? You know, there is a point where it's almost you've got to think a couple of months in advance before you actually want. So, if you want to have, let's say, pumpkins in October, you almost got to think about it, you know, March, April, and that's the whole key to it. So, anytime is, it's turning around. I think there are those who will do it because today is a beautiful weekend. I think there are those who will do it because the weather's good. Next week is due to be bad. But, you know, if you want produce the following month and you've got 3 weeks of bad weather and then the sun comes glorious and then you're a bit stuck. So, you know, it's important.
Peter, is there any talks coming up on, you know, gardening in local libraries or anything along those lines that can bring to our attention?
Well, I did. Thanks for the lead in there. But no, I did do 4 garden talks this week with 4 schools on the north side of Dublin. And I'll tell you something for free, degree in horticulture or no degree in horticulture, talk about being brought right back down to ground zero. I have to say, there was a school in Baldoyle, school in Rush, one in Malahide, and one in Balbriggan. And they were absolute superstars. It was run by the guys in Fingal Library, so it was quite interesting. And whilst I've done classes with adults before, it's been a while since I did them with kids. It's been a while since I did a talk with kids. And that's 45 minutes that it would be easier for me to carry you home from the pub, you might say, than to do this. But it was good. I enjoyed it. But again, I think a bit like what Carol said there, I'll have all the links for that and any other talks that I come across anyway will be up on the blog. That's blog.donneganlandscaping.com, where we'll also have the audio for the Sod Show straight
and
after this.
It's always good to check out your local library, because from time to time they will be having some talks related to gardening and horticulture. Can we move to the tool and plant of the week?
Tool and plant of the week. Got to start with plant of the week first. There's a neighbour of mine, Ronnie. He's got outside his house, there's a beautiful cherry tree in flower. The variety that I would recommend, particularly if you're in a small garden, it's Prunus, P-R-U-N-U-S, which is the cherry family. And the variety or type is Amanagawa. That's A-M-A-N-A-G-O-W-A, Amanagawa. And it's an upright cherry. So do you remember the old rotary washing lines? I still have one. Mm-hmm. Well, you know when you close that up, when you let it fold up, like you're about to take it out of the DIY shop, the way that is, they grow called the upright cherry, commonly known as the upright cherry. Really, really nice. Don't take up a whole lot of space. Absolutely beautiful when they come into flower. But going back to, again, the anytime is garden time cliched line, it's a case of if you plant it now, when it comes into flower, it will be in your garden, rather than buying it when it's in flower. Then by the time you get it home, all the blossoms have been blown off and you got to wait till the following year to get your just awards out of it, you know. So,
okay.
Tool of the week, I have to say this week, because I've been doing a bit of tree planting, is my stake driver. Stake driver as in a tree stake driver. It's like a tamper, some might call it. I used to do them, put the tree stakes in with the sledgehammer, but the sledgehammer splits the top of the tree stake, makes mincemeat out of it. So the pile driver or stake driver is, how would you describe it? It's like putting a sock on the top of it, you two handles on the side and you bang it down. A little bit of weight in it, but if you're putting in a hefty bit of timber into the ground, driving it in, that's my tool.
So if it was like a pencil with the rubber on top, it'd be, you know, it's protecting the top of the stake.
Yeah, drives the stakes down. It sounds a bit funny, but most good hardware stores like W.J. Sloan's down in Roscommon, the old style hardware stores.
What do they call the young trees? They've got a name for young trees.
You thinking of something like saplings?
Yes.
Or what's that got to do with?
I was going to say that when you are planting them, it is good to have a support with it, isn't it?
It is if they're really, really young. I know I bought some birch there a while ago and they were a little bit on the weak side. They were quite young. So the timber is more stem. It hasn't hardened, so it can't really, a bit like a baby trying to walk, you know, the legs go a bit wobbly at the knees, or a bit like, again, we're back to the man walking home from the pub, you know, the legs go a bit jellyish. So it's important, again, yeah, that's just kind of caned up, you might say, just supported. That's really what it's all about.
Thank you, Peter. We're going to take our song of the week, and what we'll try and do is draw some inference to gardening from it.
I picked the song this week because you got it 2 weeks on the trot, and that was bang out of line. I wasn't happy with it. So this is an oldie but a goldie for me. Reminds me of my summers when I was 17 growing up. Rock it.
Stone Roses, Waterfall. We're trying to work out which album it came from. But
I'm still dancing to it, Brian. I'm still dancing. I hate when
Waterfall.
DJs put straight out the end of a song, particularly when I got my head thumping here.
Waterfall, water features in gardens.
Yeah.
That's our link.
Oh, yeah. Well, Stone Roses as well. No, there was a nice, there's a really nice water feature that I had. I think I've only ever used about two or three of them. And they work extremely well. And are quite easy to install, although they do need an electric connection. I never liked in small gardens the hole dug in the ground, you put the bit of liner in. In small gardens, I say, I think where it's right. So it's fitting the right water feature, you might say, to the right bit of space. But if you can imagine putting a bucket below ground level and a water pump drops into that bucket. And this is the bit I like about these. They work based on recycling their own water. And the water you get to refill them back up comes from my water butts at the back end of my garden. So that's the bit where I kind of, rather than working it off in mains or trying to put in, you know, something like, I don't know, some grandiose Parisian mountain range, tropical water feature into a place where it's essentially an apartment balcony.
I completely missed the Stone Roses reference in your song of the week. But do you have a date for the Dublin City St. Anne's Park Rose Festival?
No, I know it was out of last year, so hopefully, you know, I'll try and get on to Dublin City
Council.
It's
a May sort of June sort of time as well, isn't it? Or is it later?
I can't remember, Brian. I know I went down there with my young daughter last year, but I haven't probably slept a night properly since she was born, so I'm unsure of what day it is today, actually. Now
if the Parks Department in Dublin City Council are listening, you can text us on 087-977-1032.
If it's within your budgets to do so, that is.
And give us a tip on the date for the Rose Festival St. Dan's this
Nice day out summer. Actually, you know.
Yes. Work for the week.
Sorry, sunshine as it is. I think to be really, really honest with you, I could give people a list of things to do. I know what I'm going to be doing. It's going to be sitting at the back garden with an ice cream cone. So, but what I will
That's
do my
work.
Own. Yeah, it's
work.
One of them. I know, Brian. Cut the hedges is what I'm going to be doing this week. What I also did, and I have it up on the blog, I got some old cavity concrete blocks. This comes back to the sunflower question that we were asked last week. Fill the cavity blocks. You buy them for 2-3 euro. Fill them up with a little bit of compost and some soil from my back garden. And instead of putting in sunflower seeds, what I actually did was I planted my beetroot into it. I also planted onions. There's some potatoes to go in. I've got some trees to prune. My apple trees are in flower. What I will be doing is select pruning out the bad bits that got damaged in the bad weather last year.
And that's expert work for the week. Beginner's work for the week, which will have to be me because I'm the beginner, is cut the grass. I'm going to lose 200 calories, according to Carol Marks.
Yeah, you'll lose 400 if you move those posters, Brian.
And I'll lose 800 if I do the back
you'll
garden
lose
as
two
well
legs
as the
if
front.
You don't.
Okay, that's another sod show. We'll be back next Friday at 3 p.m. You can catch us on podcast and at the blog. The blog address is
blog.donegallandscaping.com. You'll also find us on iTunes. Just search for Sod Show.
And on Twitter at #sodshow. With our thanks to Heather McLeod on the desk this week.
Our guest Carol Marks as well for stepping in. It was nice to talk to Carol again,
yes.
Actually.
We'll see you, or you'll hear us, next week. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye.